Wednesday in Waco, Baylor Pro Day. John Harris, Drew Doherty here. And, hey, Bryce Petty, he's got a pretty good arm, doesn't he?
Oh, man. He threw it well today. And I think when you go back and you look at Bryce's film from earlier in the season, he had that back injury that he suffered early. And I think he really struggled through that. And it really hurt his mechanics. But about halfway through the year, you could tell he was starting to get healthier. And then his play and his production really took off and got back to that 2013 level. But today at Pro Day, I really think he threw it well. I think the scouts were really happy with the way that he threw it. I know a lot of people not real happy with how Marcus Mariota threw it at Oregon. This guy looks so effortless. We talked about that during his throwing session, how easy he throws the football. He moves around. He's athletic. We saw a number of teams talking to him afterwards. I could see him, and he's on my board. I think it's 75, 76, so right smack in the third round. I think that's about where teams have him. I think this guy could be the number three quarterback off the board.
You know, it's funny because you and I talk a lot of football on and off camera, and in mid-January, you said one thing about him. Mid-February, you said another thing about him, and now in mid-March, you're feeling a little bit different, aren't you?
A little bit. I think, you know, at the Senior Bowl, there was an adjustment of having to be in pads, under center, commanding the offense, and I think that was, you know, that was a little bit that had to do with it. After I got back from the Senior Bowl, I went and I watched two different games. I watched a game from before he was hurt, and I watched a game from after he was hurt. He's a different quarterback. The one that was after he was hurt, it didn't look like the same guy for 2013, but when you watch the game later in the year, I watched a couple games, Kansas State and the bowl game, he looked like a different quarterback, and I think the injury had a lot to do with it. You see the pro day. That pretty much gives me the confirmation that I may have been right the first time, you know, second, third round about where he should go, as opposed to really, nah, I don't really like this guy. Senior Bowl, I didn't really care for him all that much, but went back and watched the film again. I felt pretty good about the way that he played that second part when he got healthy.
Petty's not the only one who did some nice things here today and has you pretty intrigued about the next level. There's a linebacker here that has done some nice things, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Bryce Hager had a great combine, and I think that really kind of put him on the map in some sense. I thought his play during the season was good. I thought it was good. I don't know if I would say it was All-American worthy, but I thought it was pretty good at times. But you can tell he moves really well, and he runs pretty well, and he's got pretty good feet. I don't know that he is going to be he's probably going to be a day three guy, but he's probably going to run down special teams because of his speed. He's going to learn the defense. He's going to be able to play every linebacker spot. He's not a tall guy, so that's going to limit some of the spots you can play him and some of the teams that will look at him. But I think the athleticism, you saw it again today in his pro days. He did some linebacker position drills, so keep an eye on Bryce Hager.
All right, good stuff, John Harris. Make sure you check out Texans 360 for a little bit more from Baylor Pro Day.